mouth. Well, good to be here. Sound like a frog a little bit. Got bronchitis, but we'll make it. I've had this stuff before. Nothing new. I take stuff, but it just has to wear itself out. Jesus will heal it and make it well, if it's his will to do so. I'm going to be in 1 Peter chapter 1. It's not about me, it's all about Jesus Christ. He gets all the praise, the honor, and the glory. I don't want it. He gets it all. Don't give it to me. I don't want it. I'm not even worthy to latch his sandals. 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout. Some of these words I can't pronounce. Pontius, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. I guess I got that right. You see, Peter and the other disciples was in the upper room. And Jesus was going around saying, "Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" He got around to Peter. Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "I will build my church upon a rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Is the gates of hell... Excuse me. Is the gates of hell prevailing against gospelite? Or is the blessing from heaven, from Jesus, here at gospelite? When the devil comes in the front door, all we got to do is say, "Get thee hence, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave us alone," and he run like a scared rabbit. Satan is just waiting, that's a defeated foe, losing the liar, to get in gospelite and tear apart. Are you going to let that happen? That's up to you. Jesus is real. And they say the devil comes to church with you, sat right down beside of you. And if it don't look right to me, I say, "All right, Slewfoot, get on out of here. In the name of Jesus." Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you like it is. Because I don't believe in carrying it through the bushes, sugarcoating it, Casper milk toast it, water it down. I believe in telling it like it is. And you know what? Gospel light needs to get busy about Jesus' business, and it's time now. Not tomorrow, not next week, next year, now, children. If you want to see this church grow and prosper in the name of Jesus, get busy and work for Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "If you're ashamed of me down here, I'll be ashamed of you up there." I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ, are you? Just like I tell them drivers over the CB, men and women drivers, they say, "Shut up, stupid." I tell them right back, "You shut up, stupid." And I said, "I'm going to tell you about Jesus." I said, "If you don't want to hear it, turn it off or go to another channel, whatever pleases you. I'm in it for Jesus Christ till he calls me home." And some days I get where I feel like it's about my time to check out. So some days I feel bad. Some days I feel good. Some days I feel like running a 100-yard dash in 60 seconds. Diarrhea. What we must do quickly, children, because time is running out. Jesus took your place in my place. Jesus is real. Is Jesus real in your life? Or is Satan real in your life? That's a defeated foe, loser, and a liar. Somebody said, well, preacher, I don't like you. I said, well, so what? Jesus loves me. And I told Jesus, you take my brothers and sisters at Gospelite. If they don't like me, that's fine. Because I got Jesus that loves me because he gave his life for me. Diarrhea. We need a Holy Ghost sin-killing revival like it was in the old days. Set the altar on fire, set the pulpit on fire, and get real for Jesus. Mama, she remembers them old Holy Ghost sin-killing revivals. Way up in West Jefferson, Ashe County, Friendly Grove Baptist Church, they had them up there. And here in Rowan County as well. Let's bring the fire back here to Gospelite. There's work to be done. One time I went into a church, me and Mama, somebody looked at me and said, what has he got on? I said, I got clothes on. That's what I got. Jesus don't look what's on the outside. He looks at what's in the heart. Diarrhea. And let not take our pastor for granted. Let's love him, do for him, look after him, help him. Because when the Lord gets ready to move him on down the highway or up the highway or whatever, he's got to go. And we need to be thinking of that now because it ain't no use to cry when that happens. Diarrhea. And if Jesus up and tells me, Patrick, see, he knows your name. He knows mine. My servant, my anointed, my missionary. I want you to go to Oklahoma City and preach to the drivers out there at Love's Truck Stop. I got to go. Because I'm at his disposal. See, I'm 68. I'm still young. I ain't as old as Brother Smith down there. Diarrhea. I love the brother, though. Because you can learn a lot from old folks. You never get too old to learn. And Peter, in the upper room, he's told Jesus, I would die for you, I would die for you. Jesus said, will you die for me, Peter? Will you die for me? Peter said, yes, Lord. So when Jesus was hanging on the cross between heaven and earth, the old Pharisees, hypocrites, Sadducees, vipers, they came up and asked Peter, did you know this man? Did you follow this man? He denied him right there. He denied him thrice because Jesus said, before the cock crows thrice, you would have denied me three times. And he did. What would you do, Gospeliters? Someone here in the church or out in public, wherever we are, go at every one of us go different, separate places. Someone comes up to you and asks you, are you a child of Jesus Christ? What you going to do? You going to tell them yes, or are you going to deny him like Peter did? That's, Jesus knows all about that. And you know, I don't answer for neither one of you. I answer for myself. For what I do on this earth, good and bad. There's nobody left in my family but me and one more brother. That's it. I'm the youngest. I'm the baby. And I told Jesus, I said, good Lord, I said, I ain't got no brothers and sisters. Jesus went to knocking on my head. He said, wake up, child, wake up. Look around in gospel light. Look around in gospel light. Look at all those brothers and sisters you got. Whew, yeah. Jeria. Question mark. I told Jesus. I said if me and mama needed a gospel lighter at any time of day or night or wee hours of the morning, would they be there? Only Jesus knows. I'm not your judge. Jesus is. Hallelujah. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know he is living, whatever men may say. And that same Jesus, he's coming again in power and great glory. And only the Father knows when he's coming. The angels don't even know. He can come the next second, minute, hour. Are you ready to meet him? I'm heaven bound with the hammer down. Don't hang on to my coattail. I'm gone. And Peter, he went out and wept bitterly. And then later on, he became a great preacher. Because the Lord forgave him. And when it came time for Peter to die, they asked him, how do you want to die, Peter? Straight up and down like the Lord did, or either upside down. Peter said, crucify me upside down. I'm not worthy to be crucified like my Lord. Children, I'm going to get a new body one day, are you? I ain't going to have no more bronchitis. No more nothing. I'm going to be made whole by the hand of mighty Jesus. Excuse me. I'm going down hanging on to the nail-scarred hand of the Lord. And I told Mama, if I had my choice, which I don't, and only Jesus knows why, when, and how we live in this world, we don't. Because it can happen the next second, minute, or hour. We don't know. I would love to be sitting over there at the get-off ramp. I-85, exit 71, right at Pillar Road, preaching to the men and women drivers over my CB. Tell them about Jesus. Then all of a sudden, everything goes quiet, and Jesus took me to heaven, right there holding the mic in my hand. That's how I want to go, if it's his will to do. God work till Jesus come. Are we working? Are we working for the Lord? It's not what gospel light can do for us. It's what can we do for gospel light. It's not what our preacher can do for us. It's what can we do for our preacher, Anthony White. It's not what Jesus can do for us. It's what can we do for Jesus Christ. Because we will be held accountable when we stand before him. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell the truth and tell it like it is. God, the truth will set you free, free indeed. Nothing's impossible with the Lord. Everything is possible. He'll make a way that seems impossible. One of them old drivers came across CB one night. So why don't you get off of there and turn it off? I said, why don't you get off of there and turn your CB off? Jerry, it ain't bad to get on there and say cuss words. Boy, I said, my CB is not made to cuss over. My CB is made to preach Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Jesus is love. Satan is hate. Jesus is light. Satan is darkness. Men love darkness rather than light. Men will come lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. It's here. You know what, children? Some say it ain't coming to America, but don't be so sure. They said the ISIS group, them knuckleheads, them Fruit Loops. They say the ISIS group, them old terrorists, is trying to get into America. And you know what? They cut your head off. And you know what? They cut John the Baptist's head off. The old king had it done so he could bring John the Baptist's head to his daughter. And John the Baptist, he was down the River Jordan baptizing. Say, repent, 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 you heathens, repent. There's coming one mightier than I. I'm not worthy to latch his sandals. And that John the Baptist saw a figure of a man. Yeah. Come on down, got in the River Jordan, got in line. When Jesus got up to John, John said, baptize me, Lord, baptize me. I mean, Jesus said, baptize me, John, baptize me, John. John said, you need to be baptized in me instead of me baptizing you. So John dunked him under, brought him back up, look eyeball to eyeball. Jesus turned around and walked off. John watched him till he got out of sight. And he said, repent, repent, repent. The day of salvation has come. And I'm telling you now, gospelizers, repent, 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 repent. That's coming one mightier than I. I'm not worthy to latch his sandals, and that's Jesus Christ. That Son of the living God. He is the Christ. Yeah, I'm going to die one day. I'm ready. Ooh, yeah, I'm ready. And when I get off the scene, if I die before any of the rest of you gospelizers do and go on to be with Jesus, I don't know. But some of you gospelizers probably be glad Brother Patrick gone. Because I won't be here to aggravate you and give you a hard time. You'll be glad of that, won't you? Some of them gospelizers here, some like me, some don't. That's fine. Jesus loves me. Hallelujah. Jesus is real. And by God's grace and God's help, I will never, never, never back down. Hanging a fight is going to be worth it all when I see Jesus. Face to face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day that would be. And Jesus said, my word will not return void. It'll go out accomplished what it's set to do. Verse 2, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Grace. Yeah, I give you grace. That passes all understanding. Grace to stand up against the wiles of the devil. Where I stand abounds, grace much more abounds. I want to be used here at Gospel Light. Work for him. Like I do on my CB. For him. Not me. When we see a brother or sister hurting, needing help, are we going to help them? We can get in the same boat or even worse than they are. Jesus real. You know, I always said I was raised not to beg. Because if I ever was caught begging, even after I came a grown man, my daddy would wear me out with a belt. Boy, he was good with the belt. I mean good, boy. You don't find daddies like that much today, do you? Spare the rod, spoil the child. My mama was good with her hand. My oldest brother was good with his hand. And I thank the Lord I had the raising that I got. Kept me out of the high rise, a little prison and detention center in downtown Salisbury. Me and Mama live at 222 North Craig Street. Brother Melvin knows exactly where we live. And any of you gospelitis, brothers and sisters, that welcome at our home anytime. It's not a mansion, I tell you that, but it's home. My mansion is waiting for me in heaven, made by the Lord's hands, not man's hands. Dear ear, and you know I was raised not to beg. I would rather do without anything than ask anybody for anything. Because that's how I was raised. Do without till you can do better. I ain't forgot it. So many a day I went hungry when I was on the street out there. You just don't know, children. You just don't know. The Lord does. I can tell you stories that stand the hair up on your head. But that peace in my heart is that peace in your heart. Gospel Light Baptist Church does not grow on see who they can run off. Gospel Light grows who they can see to help bring in for the call of Jesus Christ. To help the church grow. And some words I can't pronounce. I used to stutter real bad when I went to school. Cliques. I can't stand cliques in a church. Because the church does not grow and prosper on cliques. It grows and prospers in the name of Jesus Christ. Stay together, children. Do you want to see Gospel Light go out of business? No. Fight for Jesus Christ. Fight for Gospel Light. Help our pastor. And the time is now. And when our pastor gets back, Anthony White and the White family, when they get back from wherever they are, vacation, whatever, let's greet them. Let's make them feel good and back at home. Give them a big old hug. Talk to them. make him feel so good he want to melt in his shoes. Jeria. Because we got a God-fearing Holy Ghost sin-killing preacher. That's who we got. Tell it like it is. That's what I believe in. Put the rubber to the metal. Or metal to the rubber. Whatever. Sure. You know, now if my preaching makes y'all sick tonight, take 6 aspirin and call Brother Larry and Lana Casto at 3 o'clock in the morning. Call them, collect, they'll pay for the call. And my animals, I used to have down behind the chapel there when we was at Derek's chapel, me and Brother Melvin. They'll be down at the Casto residence about 3:30. They'll be out there making noises. There'll be hoot owls, grasshoppers, coyotes, wood, you name it. And I even had a T-Rex back there, a dinosaur. And that dinosaur eat Brother Larry and Sister Lana up in just one bite. That'd be 2 less gospelitis. I love you, Brother Larry, Sister Lana. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Almighty Jesus. He's the great healer, the great physician, the great I am, resurrection and the life. By his stripes we are healed. Thy faith hath made thee whole. But some sickness is for the glory of the Lord to keep us humble. Somebody said, one old driver said, preacher, how many schools you went to? I said, I didn't go to school. Not to get no PhD or DFH or IFH or whatever. I go to Jesus' school. And I'm still learning. And you never get too old to learn. Jesus is my school teacher. Because he's the one called me to preach. And I stepped in it. I'm glad I did. Jeria. I'm going to tell you the truth and tell you like it is, children. Jesus, Jeria. Verse 4, to inheritance corruptible and undefiled and that faded not away, reserved in heaven for you. Jesus came into the world to save sinners, not to condemn sinners. He goes out looking for that one lost sheep out of 99, bring them right back into the fold. He'll know why I cast you out. He's sticking closer than a brother. He's right here with us tonight. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Jesus will never leave me or forsake me. My brothers and sisters in Christ here at Gospelite will leave me and forsake me. And Jesus knows who you are. Because I sure ain't going to ask for no pats on the back, I tell you that. I'm not out to win a beauty contest because I never get off the stool. Jeria. Getting good and quiet now. Verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last days. Faith moves mountains, grains of mustard seed. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Yeah, I give you peace. That passeth all understanding. Grace. Stand up against the wiles of the devil. That's a defeated foe, loser, and a liar. You know, when I came to church tonight, I felt a little bad, but I don't no more. It's all gone. Woo! Boy, that's good, ain't it? Thanks to Jesus Christ, that's who. Verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. See, we have temptations out there everywhere, children. When I get through preaching over the CB at the ramp, me and Mama goes over to Love's. We go into the store, over to McDonald's. I call it McDonald's. And them old drivers, they learning who I am. One night, it was on a Monday night, there was three Muslims came in. One came into McDonald's. I was eating, Mama was. He looked at me real mean. I looked at him real mean. And I said, come on, Fruit Loop, say something so I can tell you about Jesus. Then I saw the other two in the restroom. They didn't say nothing. But I was just hoping they would. Because I could cut them down with the name of Jesus Christ. But I tell them, Jesus is love. Satan is hate. That's what I tell the driver. Jesus is love. Satan is hate. Jesus real. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to die, children. I know where my soul is going. But when I was lost and undone without Jesus, I came within a frog's hair going to hell. In July of 1975, I had two blood clots came up and hit me in the right side of my lung. The doctor told my daddy it could go either way. But that third blood clot, I know who stopped that one. Jesus. Now, here I am, 2015, on a Wednesday night, May the 20th, 21st century. Jesus will take me home when he gets ready. He said, I got too much work for you to do. Get busy. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. The battle is out there. The battle is in the church. Get the whole breastplate of armor on, feet shrouded, helmet of salvation, and get the King James Version 16:11, that true, infallible word of God, pierces and cut sharper than any two-edged sword, down to the bone, down to the marrow. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. I ain't going to Casper milk toast it. I ain't walking through the tulips with it. I'm going to tell you the truth. And tell you like it is, because the truth will set you free, free indeed. Dear ear, sinners dying and going to hell right now. Jesus knows who they are. How many of us Christians that are Christians, Jesus knows who you are, are out there telling sinners about Jesus? The driver wanted to know how can he be saved? Ye believe on the name of Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The work is out there. The work is here, but it's out there as well. Are you rolling your sleeves up, getting out there, working for the Lord? Only you and Jesus know. Verse 8, whom having not seen, ye love. See, I love the Lord, do you? I hate that old forked-toed, slew-footed, beanie-eyed, smut-faced rascal. I got some more choice words for him, but I can't call him that. I don't belong to him no more. I belong to Jesus Christ. And you know why? You know how I know? Y'all know this. When old Satan had me, he didn't pick at me, but now he does. Because he knows he ain't got me no more. Seemed like he picks at me all the time, seemed like. But when he comes around, I say, get thee hence, Satan. In the name of Jesus. Run, you devil, run. One old driver came across CB one night and said, preacher, do you like skunks? I said, no, I don't like four-legged skunks. I don't like two-legged skunks either. Verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Jesus is real. I'm not a singer. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. But once in a while, I sing a little bit. It's so low you can't hear it. But I do it for the glory of the Lord. If the Lord tells me to do it, I ain't done it yet here at Gospel Light, but if the Lord tells me to do it, I might sing you a solo one of these days. And that way, when I get through, the whole church will be empty. Verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Dear ear, I thank the Lord for Mama. Mama's 82. I'm 68. He put us together 38 years ago. And till death do you part. I don't believe in this shacking up. I believe in getting married. It's better to marry than to burn. I ain't seen the likes of shacking up in America. Rowan County and Salisbury as well. They call it living together. I call it shacking up. Jesus, Ariel. What you see is what you get. I'm just me. I was raised just to be what you are from a little boy. And I ain't forgot it. How many of us have forgot our raising? I haven't. What about you? Back when I was growing up, if I got a whooping at school, when I got home, I got another one. You don't see that no more, do you? If I did something wrong in the store, Mama and Daddy didn't wait till they got me home. They got me right there in the store. You don't see that anymore, do you? Over at McDonald's, over in Love, them youngins running around, running everywhere. I said if that was a kid of mine, he'd have to have two pillows to sit on. They're gone wild now. You know why your school system has gone to hell? Because they kicked Jesus out and brought Satan in. That's what's wrong with your school system. Kick Satan out, bring Jesus in, your school system will grow and come back like it used to be. Drugs, alcohol, guns, knives, little girls being molested. None of that didn't go on when I went. Did it, you? And I know one thing. I was raised not to tell a lie. Because if I told my daddy a lie, he said, boy, you better not be lying to me. He said, if you are, you said, well, go ahead and get your two pillows. See? Have we got mama and daddies like that today? Only Jesus knows. And if you whoop your youngin' in public, next thing you know, here comes the DSS and the sheriff's department. That's a bunch of hogwash. You didn't hear no such a thing when I was coming up. Did you? But if I don't do, I fear the Lord. If I don't do what he said do and go where he says go, I'm in for a whooping. And if you don't straighten up, he'll give you another one. He knows how to give you a whooping. He knows how to get your attention. He gets mine. He gets yours too, don't he? And he will jerk the rug out from under you. And he said, those without chastisement, it's in God's word, read it, are bastards and none of his. And you ain't had a whooping until the Lord gives you one. I know. And you do yourself. How many Jobs do we have out there tonight? How many Jobs do we have here in Gospelite? Only Jesus knows. Job lost it all in one day. And Job's wife said, curse God and die. Job said, you speak it foolishly, woman. Job kept the faith. And in the end, Jesus restored him more than what he had. See, children, we can lose it all in one day. Think about it. One more verse and I have to stop. Verse 11, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Jesus bled and died on the old rugged cross, blood-stained cross, blood-stained banner, nails in his hands, nails in his feet, thorns in his head, pierced side, blood and water ran out, blood ran down that cross, whipped with a whip beyond recognition on the back, didn't even look like a man. By his stripes we are healed. Thy faith have made thee whole. But some sickness is for the glory of the Lord. Thou keep us humble. Dear ear. That's the Jesus I serve. Hallelujah. You know, he's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He is. We could be out of here tonight. You know that. Life is like a vapor. We're here today, poof, we're gone today. Love one another, gospelitis. You don't want hate in your church. You want love of Jesus in your church. The hate of Satan will not a church will not grow, but the love of Jesus and a church will grow, prosper, flourish, and bloom. Put Jesus first, not last. Do you really care about one another? Do you really care about our pastor? Only Jesus knows. Because the proof is in the pudding. You got to put your words to your prayers or feet to your prayers or whatever it is. Show one another here that you love each other. Because you know what? Sunday morning, the ones that are here now, we might not be here. We might be with the Lord. Only Jesus knows. So, I can go on and on, but I hope you got something out of it. Be a help and a blessing to you. And remember, gospelitis, brothers and sisters, Jesus loves me if you do or not. It don't matter. I love Jesus. He loves me. And I love you. Come on, Brother Mel.